Close your eyes and breathe comfortably. Watch over the breath to make sure that it stays good. Not too long, not too short. And think of that breath spreading throughout the whole body, nourishing all the cells. We're trying to create a sense of centered well-being here. Because we have to learn how to watch the mind. And we can watch the mind only when at least one part of the mind is quiet. Watch the mind, because as the Buddha said, that's where suffering comes from. The noble truth of suffering, the noble truth of its cause. They're noble because of the attitude we take towards these things. Suffering in and of itself is not noble. Craving, the cause, is not noble. But when we realize that the cause of suffering comes from within, the suffering is something we're doing within, we have to be responsible. That's a noble attitude. Otherwise, we're constantly blaming this person out there, that group of people out here, events there, events here, blaming the body. When the problem really is in the mind. If you want to take a noble attitude toward your suffering, you look in your mind. The problem is here. How you're processing sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, ideas. What you do with these things right now. That's what's causing suffering. And it, when the Buddha says to comprehend suffering, it's to see that it's something, we're clinging to things that we like. Things that we find interesting. And the Buddha says, that's our suffering. It's like we're addicted. Something we like, it has its drawbacks, but we go for it in spite of the drawbacks. So to get away from that addiction, we have to get devoted to getting the mind quiet. Have the mind hold on there. So it can look at its thoughts and see where the thoughts are heading off to suffering. What's causing the suffering. Taking responsibility for ourselves. That's when these truths are noble. That's when we become a person who's on the noble path. So get the mind in a position where it can see these things clearly and fairly. Because otherwise it tends to go with its biases. To give the mind a good solid foundation. And then it can watch itself and see what it's doing that's causing suffering. Admit that, yes, the Buddha was right. And when we get to the point where we realize we don't have to create that suffering and it's not worth it, that's when you can become free. But first we have to get the mind to settle down. Otherwise everything it sees is a blur. And it sticks with its old habits of blaming things outside. If you really want to see inside, you've got to get the mind as quiet as possible. Because a lot of these motions in the mind are very subtle. But this is when we take responsibility for our own suffering and also for the cure. That's how we become noble ones ourselves.